What's up, lovelies? You are listening to Can It Be News, where we get information from wherever, however, you know, it all may be credible, it may not be. For the instance of fun, though, fuck it, let's have some fun. This is the J-Man speaking with you. God, I hope so, anyways. Who else would be taking my identity? Oh! Anyways, today's episode is going to be a little bit of a shorter one. With luck. But, yeah, so the old J-Man has been messing around with TikTok a little bit more too much, and I've been neglecting my fans on Spotify. Oh, man, I'm so sorry, guys. Just been trying to get a groove going, and, yeah, life's been kicking me in the dick. I am stupid blessed to have the amazing family that I do. Family members in all their different variable ways have always shown me how to be a decent human being. And God bless them. They are fucking true rock stars. If you ever run into any of my family members, just have a conversation with them for like 20 minutes and you'll just be blown away like, holy shit, why are these people not teachers? Man, they've got some raw ass attitude on life, but holy shit, does it ring truth. I've been told that, not quite as eloquent, but yeah, same basic meaning. Anyways, in the TikTok realm, I've been seeing a lot of shit lately, and in life, I've also seen the same shit, and I am about fucking tired of this stupid divisionary bullshit. First and foremost, let's talk about sexual bullshit. Let's just raw dog it, get this out of that way. It's just... no lube, straight up raw dog this bitch. I can watch a rated PG movie, so parental guidance required, just regular PG, and what do I see? Dudes running around without their shirts. I don't mind the concept of it, but when it comes around, everyone is saying they're sexualizing everything, then why are we guys not under the same portion? Like, why don't we have to wear nipple covers? Or why don't we have to wear a bra? Or why don't we have to fucking cover up our shit? I mean, hell, I've seen full movies that are PG rated 13, and I'm seeing full ass crack. I'm seeing a full on dude's butt. But if a chick were to do the same thing, that's fucking different. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand. The world has set us to sexualize every fucking thing. I mean, I was looking around in the old Pornhub and fuck, I found a toaster porn. Like somebody dressed a toaster up. Like a chick with a tutu and eyeballs, and the holes were not what they should have been. I'm sorry, but like, what the fuck are we doing as people? Like, how are we allowing ourselves to do this shit? Like, huh? What? It makes no sense. Meanwhile, chick shows a nip and we got rated R. Don't get me wrong. The world is at this point where we have to. We have become so sexualized that everything is sexual anymore. It's ridiculous. I mean, fuck, anybody remember that cuties disaster that almost came into being? Like, here we are. We had fucking kids. Kids. Little children. Twerking. And that was the basis of this TV series. I mean, we have fucking little girl debutantes. Like, they dress these little children up like fucking 20-year-olds. Like, huh? What? No. Fuck that nonsense. Let them girls go out and play in the fucking dirt. I'm sorry. Let children be children. Oh, hey. Happy 420s. But no, let children be fucking children. Stop sexualizing everything on this fucking planet. It's fucked. It's trash. Absolutely shit. And this is shit that we're fucking showing people on television. These are the TV shows that are on TV now. I mean, one of the biggest prolific pedophile rings in all of human fucking history in the last decade Epstein Island, right? Ghislaine Maxwell, right? Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, these people did some fucking atrocious fucking things. Why are heads not rolling? Did she not give up a list of people's names? And why aren't these people being outed? Why are we not going after these motherfuckers? I mean, if this had been anything Trump-related back in the day, oh, you'd be fucking guaranteed that he would be in federal fucking prison. Not in blue-collar prison, mind you. In federal fucking prison. We're not gonna lie, dude man would have probably ended up getting fucking cheers from one side of the fucking locks to the other. They would have to find the side where the pedophiles are and put him in there. Just so other people would be like, whoa, why is he with the peds? And then put him back into General Pop to try and get him to kill his ass. This is how things work in prisons. People take care of the problem. And honestly, I think they should be getting reductions on their sentencing. Or a full fucking time position watching out for fucking CPS to make sure that they're not fucking up with shit. And by the way, have any of you noticed that CPS loses an insane amount of children a year? But don't get me wrong, a lot of these kids could be fucking running off and doing their thing on the ground, or doing their thing. Aren't we supposed to be watching out for these kids? Isn't that what Child Protection Services means? To protect children? That is their service? I mean, one would think. Sorry, I'm getting off track again. Another thing that's really... this is the part that's really fucking frustrating the shit out. Evidently, all men are the problem in this world. All men. I mean, men are all the problem. Like, everything that is wrong in this world is all a man's fault. Which, don't get me wrong, not all men's fault. But I will definitely subscribe to it is definitely some men's fault. The people who rule this world are predominantly dipshits. Are predominantly male cocksuckers. And yes, I chose my words very carefully there. Skull and Bones, society requires shit you do. The fact that we're no longer talking about any of these things when a few years ago these were common topics weirds me out more than anything should. I am so fucking tired of all of this shit. I am so tired of all these people fucking us over. I am tired of it. Absolutely rotted, shocked, blown the fuck away. Without a shadow of a doubt, am I totally fucking infuriated. Breathe, goose, rabba. Better. Better. I mean, honestly, y'all should look into doing some mantras like that. Find something that when you speak it, calms you down, and then remember that. When you start getting too pissy, just remember that mantra and just till it calms you down again. Practice makes perfect, though. Practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. Now, I'm going to quote a television series here, and just because it reminds me so much of what the fuck is going on anymore. With violence and movies and sex on TV... What happened to them good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely? Welcome to Family Guy. Now, just that verse, right? Violence on movies and sex on TV. And that's what it is nowadays. Everything is... We are fantasizing and fetishizing... sexual relations, and violence. When I was a child and I was being brought up, we were shown violence. A lot of violence. I mean, for God's sakes, any of you all watch Rambo? Holy sheep shit. Huh. Don't get me wrong, great fucking movies. Sylvester Stallone knocked it out of a fucking park. Dude is a badass. But, yeah, no. I mean, think about this, though. In the movies that we of the 80s and earlier and later kind of grew up with were Fight the Power movies. We had Treasure Planet. We had Rambo. We had Predator. We had all of these where there's some bad individual whom has to be dealt with. And we rise against them. Star Wars, for fuck's sake. Star Trek, for fuck's sakes. I mean, hell, the reason I love Star Trek so much is because what the Federation stands for. Also, if none of you guys have seen Orville, The Orville, it is a fucking most epic-ass TV show. It is epic. One, I love the way they've got it all set up. Two, I love the way their spaceships are set. And three, they are fucking epic. I know, you know? I mean, that was cool. I just saw three people fucking skateboarding. And they're using each other for boosts. They'll grab each other's hands and they'll rip the other guy up. And then he'll fly forward. The other guy will grab. And then another dude will go forward. And then finally the third dude will go. That's what I'm fucking talking about right there. That's the shit that I'm talking about. That's the positive right there. That's the positive note. That is three people working in unison as a collective to go faster, to achieve something greater. And this is the shit they and control do not want us remembering or doing. They don't want us to remember that we work well together, that we are epic as a unit. And that's what they're trying to destroy, is the unit. Don't get me wrong. I know that there are some just absolutely trash motherfuckers out there. There are, on both sides, men and women. I know some chicks who I would give them no more than a fucking glance because of how atrocious of a human being they really are inside. Don't get me wrong, though. Physically, they look quite attractive, but that's, you know, societal norms we're talking about here. Personally, I find them to be fucking revolting because they are. They're total assholes. They're just fucking horrible people. All they do is talk shit about people. They don't talk about solutions. They don't talk about things they're passionate about unless they're passionate about talking shit about everyone else. In which case, I guess that's their thing. And don't get me wrong, I'm not shaming them. I'm just saying, like, this isn't the kind of vibe I want to be around. That's not kind of people that I want to support and watch get better. I'd like them to get better and, you know, drop the bullshit of talking shit about other people. I know that they have passions of some other variation. That's what I want to hear. I want to know what people love. I want to know what people find amazing about this world. Even if it is the smallest of things. Like, you know, a breeze on a hot summer day that just happens to co-align with some awesome thought. And the next thing you know, you're just like, oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, wind. Oh, that feels good. Like right there, ooh, that was good. Oh, thank you. Oh, tree, you're epic. Ooh, it's hotter than shit out here right now. Currently, it is 3:30.
I just want to be able to tell you how hot it is. Oh, Jesus God, it's like 102 out right now.
It's hot. It's fucking hot. Here I am sitting in a hot ass van outside talking with you lovelies. Tell me I don't sacrifice. Holy crap. Hold on a sec. I'm starting to get dry. Vocal cords drying out. Too much nicotine and hot heat. Oh, well, universe has got my back at least. Oh, thank you, universe. Oop, one sec. My love, Montague. There's some badass cars around here, but man, are they warmer than hell. But yeah, I think about this, alright? Why would you be riding in first gear, though? That's just stupid. New motorcyclist. Anyways. Oh, hey! Oh, we missed 1420. Aw, crap. Well, I was thinking about you, loves. Well, it happened, and yeah. Anyways. No, there's so much in the world to be grateful for. There's so much in the world to and be in love with, you know? There's so much in the world to just wonder. And see, that's what I firmly believe is being destroyed out of humanity. sense of wonderment. So that sense of wonder always comes to the same solution. You look at a person and you wonder, how bad has their life been for them to have such a scowl on their face? How much of the world has totally fucked them in order to make them feel the way they have at this point in time? And is there anything that we as a collective can do to help this people, this person? Like, I saw that, I knew this chick, right? She is a wonderful human fucking being. I mean, top tier, one in a billion. You will never find another exactly like them. They are full of love and compassion for everyone else. They have literally, I've seen them personally starve so others could eat. I made sure they didn't fucking starve, but they gave their last bit for someone else who they had no idea, but just because they were hungry. Those are the kind of motherfuckers out, those are the kind of people out there that we should have in fucking their top. Those are people that we should have ruling this planet. People who have nothing but give everything. Those are the kind of motherfuckers I want to see on this planet, running this planet, because those are the people who understand what it is like to have nothing and still give freely. We should not have people who are properly educated as our leaders. No. We should have poor motherfuckers who are smart. Intellectual individuals. Not book smart, real smart. I had a conversation with some people one time, and we're sitting there, and we're back and forth, and we're back and forth, and it is a beautiful conversation about some of the more interesting aspects of reality and energy forms that we can use in tandem together to be more efficient. And they're like, oh my shit, dude, you are really smart, man. Like, these are some great ideas. What college did you go to? And I'm like, oh, I never went to college. I realized that that was a way too expensive facet that it's going to lead me into either A, getting shot, or B, being in an insane amount of debt. And they're like, yeah, I'm in an insane amount of debt. But dude, because you didn't go to college, it means you're like basically stupid. And I'm like, huh? No, 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 no. You got this shit mistwisted, brother. You got this shit mistwisted. I would have done well in college because I am extremely intelligent. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not like a fucking rocket scientist per se. I do enjoy rocket science, but I'm not a rocket scientist. I'm not a fucking, I don't have an IQ of 190 or anything. I mean, I'm barely over average at 120 almost. And that was the last time I was tested, so I mean, it's probably pretty accurate. I one time thought I was 190s, and then I found out, no, 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 I'm actually way dumber than I thought I was. Talk about the most fucking liberating moment of my life, though. Oh my god, it was phenomenal. It was amazing. It was almost as amazing as the time I decided to quit a job because I hated that. I hated it. It hurt so much, I couldn't do it. I said, you know what? I can't do this, man. This shit's just too fucked up. And then I made a big mistake at other things. Now, see, others would have said that I did not succeed in that moment. Every inch of me said that I succeeded in that moment, though. Even thinking back on it, I remember the joy, the pure fucking joy of having to walk home 6 fucking miles because my ride gave me a ride to the work, to my job, but they weren't going to drive me back when they got to be at work, you know? So I had to walk home. And in that mileage, I don't know why, but every inch of me just felt alive and happy, you know? I felt phenomenal. Yeah. It's great, you know? Anyways, back to the point of reality on that one, though. I apologize, I'm fucking rambling again. But hey, that's not what you come here for. A little rambling off the side. Or you're all just here to support a singular being because you know and love them. I appreciate that if that's the case, and I also appreciate you listening in the meantime. It's how we get this information out, though. Just because I tell you doesn't mean that you're off the hook. Now you gotta tell others. Either reference them so they have to listen, or so they listen in, or Tell them you're with your own voice. I mean, I'm not the only one who can spread this information. I just chose to spread this information this way because it's something, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not reaching billions of people on this planet, nor am I reaching millions. To be 100% honest with all of you lovelies, we're not even touching 1,000 of people right now. But that doesn't matter how many we reach. It matters that the message is out there. And that's the thing. We have to remember that we are a species of one. We all come from the same Big Bang. That means we are all part of this adventure together. And we should be watching out for one another. You see anybody fuck with a kid? I want you to fucking stand up for that child and you fuck up whoever happens to be dealing with them. I don't care if you gotta use a fucking fire extinguisher to beat the living fuck out of them. I don't care. I do not give a fuck. I want you to take care. I want you. Because you have power. You have responsibility to use that power. You have the responsibility to watch for them. And I know calling cops unless it is absolutely out of your fucking ability to do anything. No fucking CPS bullshit. Unless you know without a single iota of a shadow of a doubt that there is some serious fuckery going on there, because guarantee you, if you call CPS, that child's life is fucking over. This is parking. Dumbasses. No offense, Californians, but use your effing brains, people. Come on. Use your brains, people. Use your brains. I just saw a California plate. You sit in the middle of the fucking road. I'm parked on the side of the road. Parked. No lights going, no nothing. I'm sitting here. I didn't have my seatbelt on. I'm just fucking chilling the van. And they sat there for like a good solid 2 fucking minutes trying to figure out what was going on. I'm sitting here going like, using my hand to be like, yo, come on, I ain't fucking doing nothing. And yeah, they finally figured it out. And yeah, sure shit, California plates. At least they were being cautious. They were watching, that's what they were doing. I'm gonna throw a fucking seatbelt on just to make it look more official though, fuck. There was a very old saying that I fucking adore. With power comes responsibility. It is the responsibility of the strong to protect the weak. So, in this theory, the people who have all the resources at the top should be watching out for all of us. But they're not. They do not give a fuck about any of that shit. They don't care about us. They're all about themselves and making the most amount of money as humanly possible. So we've stated before, if there's $1 trillion in the planet and we have a few people that are 100 billionaires, there's not a whole lot of fucking room for the rest of us to live. What do you think they're doing with all this inflation boosting? They're just trying to knock the market down again so they can buy even more of shit. They're just stealing all of our shit so that way all their children can make passive income by renting out houses that they don't own. Here's the little trick, right? This is a trick, and this is how a lot of them do it. They get $10,000. They get $10,000. They start a business. They give that business $10,000. That business takes that $10,000 and puts it down as a down payment for, say, like $100,000. That $100,000, do they put down as a hell of a deposit on a building? On a duplex, let's just say a duplex, right? You can get a decent-ish duplex in some places of the world for $100,000. And then you charge the people who live in there $900 a month. Now, let's do some quick math here, real quick here. Let's say you just take that one duplex and then you just rent out both of the two units, right? Let's say 900 a piece, right? That's grand total everything. That's 1,800 a month. 1,800 a month, right? Now, 18 and 18 is what? 36. 36 and 36 is what? God, I hope it's 72. 74? Is it 74? 3 and 3 is 6. 6 and 6 is 12. So, yeah, 72. All right, so that's 7,200 for 4 months, right? Now, 4 months, $7,200. You damn near, in 4 months' time, you already have your original $10,000 investment damn near done. In 5 months, it is done. Now, that's how easy it is for rentals to make money. Why do you think so many people get into the rental market? Because people have to find a place, have to live, right? People have to find a place to live. This is why they're no longer making houses anymore. They're making in giant-ass apartment complexes. Because if you have 300 units in an area every month for $1,000, it's damn near a third of a million of fucking dollars. A fucking month! Month! Now, alright, here's another one. I know a guy who's been living at the same place for 7 fucking years. Every month, they pay $1,000. Right? So, I suck at math. I'm not really great at it.
But, let's do some quick mathematics fuel calculator here. Yeah, let's do it. So, 1,000 times 12 is obviously 12,000.
12,000. Seven, or times 7 is $84,000. They have paid in the last 7 years of having this place $84,000. That is damn near a house. That was a house before the Biden administration got in the fucking office. That was damn near a house in some areas. Like, shit, what is it, a 20-year or a 30-year loan is what they usually fucking do it for? So, like, that's...
All right, that's 7. Now, let's get rid of the 7. All right, and let's take that in 30 by 30, all right?
That's $360,000 by the time that they've rented this place for 30 fucking years. They could have bought a house. But then again, nobody is going to loan that much money to a kid for a mortgage. He straight up could have already had a fucking house. Because nobody wants people in houses anymore. They just want to make as much fucking money off of them as humanly possible. It's absolutely ridiculous. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, the most fucked thing that you will ever deal with. It's bullshit. Here we are trying to fucking be normalized people, right? Here we are trying to be people. Trying to be one, trying to love, trying to do it all. But no. They don't want us having houses. They want us to rent everything, including our vehicles. They don't want us to own our homes. They don't want us to own our vehicles. They don't want to own our lives. They want to own our lives. They don't want us to have any freedoms. Anybody on the planet could tell me anything else. Tell me all day long that it's bullshit. Tell me all day long that it's not a reality. Tell me all fucking day long that it is bullshit. All day long. That I'm a paranoid conspiracy theorist. No, I just read what the World Economic Forum talks about. I've read some of their books. Not fans. Speaking of not fans, ladies and gentlemen, here's some good shit. People in Sri Lanka. I want Bill Gates' head. Honestly, I say we give it to him. If there are enough people out in the world who want... This motherfucker has already been brought up to the UN for fucking acts of genocidal homicide. That's not the word I'm looking for. It's Attempted genocide. Yeah, attempted genocide on people of India because one of his vaccines was pushed into the public without knowing about what the fucking side effects were on the people of India, and then they died. Thousands of people died because of his fucking, whether he didn't give a shit about him or he was trying to push things too fast. People with large amounts of money, they seem like they're good people, right? But they're donating a lot of their money so they can put themselves into a lower tax bracket. See, if they donate what they should be paying in taxes every year, they don't have to pay taxes. And because they donated it, it puts them in a more favorable tax bracket the next year. So what do? They just keep donating to nonprofits that their friends own. Anyone else catching the fucking bullshit going on here? That'd be like if I started a nonprofit, right? And I got all of the people in the, all of my friends in the United States, all of the workforce, or all of the low-end people, and I just, you know, they pay me in their pay. Let's say they donate in their paycheck, say $200 every paycheck, right? I mean, that's a lot of money, but let's say they pay $200 every paycheck. That will lower their tax bracket, so they don't have to pay a fucking dime, and they get fucking, they'll be able to do other cool shit. I don't exactly remember all the things that you can go along with that, but yeah. To be like, yeah, exactly. And then all of us would not have to worry about paying taxes because we'd be paying into a nonprofit. That's how that would go. And then I could then take that money and, you know, my nonprofit, I can use it for whatever the nonprofit's for, and then the rest of it. Like, how's anyone else going to know that I didn't pay 25 employees that were helping me out? Or, what, the IRS is going to come in and be like, excuse me, did you spend $7,000 on a meal? Yeah, I bought out an all-you-can-eat buffet for everyone to fucking go and munch out that day. I made a huge big deal about it. I told everyone what was going on. I asked them, hey, how much money would it cost roundabout to buy you out for the day? And then that's what I would do. I'd buy them all out for that fucking particular part of the day. See, nobody's doing these kind of things. The rich corporate cons, they're doing that to an extent, but, you know, just the bare minimum. They don't give a fuck about us, mostly. Don't get me wrong, there's some decent people out there. Ashton Kutcher's a prime example. Paul Walker was a prime fucking example. Chester Bennington, also another fine example that EDM god had. Avicii, I want to say his name was. Avicii. Chester Bennington. Yeah, Corey Feldman. Also Corey Goad. These are examples of fucking truly benevolently badass people. And I personally think Michael Jackson was part of that. I don't think that he did any of that bullshit they said. I've seen too many times that the media will fucking chastise people that are actually fighting for the people. I mean, if the media was indeed actually going after people because they're incompetent idiots, like they said Donald Trump was, where's all the chastising bullshit about Kamala Harris and fucking Joseph douchebag Biden? I think his name starts with his middle name is a D, if I remember right, or is it B? I forgot. I mean, Joseph douchebag Biden has a good name to ring to it. Yeah, JDB. Yeah, JDB. Yeah, Joseph dickhead Biden. Oh, I like that. I like it, Joe dickhead Biden. I like it. 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 Meanwhile, his child, Hunter, has been notoriously shown to be very not professional, a very cheating motherfucker, and a very, very corrupt cunt. Not only did he, are there videos of him fucking being proud about 20 grams of fucking crack rocks on a fucking scale, but bringing prostitutes. Prostitution is illegal, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to tell you this, unless you're in the state of Nevada, it is illegal, and whether it should or should not be is a totally other thing. I believe, you know, women should be able to do with what the fuck they want to do with their shit. Don't get me wrong, I also feel like the abortion thing, like, realize that you are killing a being. You are murdering a child before they ever have a chance to. If that poor being was put in there by some fucking psycho rapist, yeah, that's one thing. So that poor girl is going to have to deal with the fact that here's this beautiful baby child that loves them fucking dearly. And it came from a fucking psychopath. That they're gonna have to remember that every second. That's not fair to that child. It's not fair to that child. I would honestly almost say it's safer that it would have been more humane to get rid of them beforehand. So that way at least that they don't have to fucking go through a lifetime of fucking anguish like that. Wondering what they did wrong. When it had nothing to do with them being wrong, except for they were born.
Also, at the same time, though, like, you guys want to talk about fucking equality? Let's talk about equality here for a second. What if you and a dude are getting together, and then fucking, you get pregnant, and they want the child? Yes, you have to carry that child for 9 months. God, it's gonna hurt like a motherfucker. You're gonna have to pop that little shithead out, man, and that's some powerful shit right there. Don't get me wrong. Women are fucking badasses. But we want to talk about equality, we better start talking about actual fucking equality. We want to start getting all you women in the fucking mines and logging and fucking all these positions. As much as I hate to say it, y'all want to fucking start talking about equality, you start dying as much as we do, and then we'll start talking about equality. Men are 3 times more likely to commit suicide than women are. Men are also 3 times more likely to die on the job than women are. Don't get me wrong. There's not a lot of death and dismemberment in fucking offices, but it does happen. Most women that become school teachers and professors ain't got to worry about a fucking bookcase dropping on them and fucking smashing them. Whilst if you're working out at a fucking sawmill, that is a very reality of a giant log coming off the line and fucking crushing you solid. These are things that will and have happened. I mean, shit, I damn near saw a guy get fucking crushed by a, I would say about 500-pound cant on a fucking conveyor belt. Because there was a lockout tagout, and a boss wanted to get shit done. Because he wasn't fucking paying attention. He thought we were being fucking lazy. Because he didn't fucking ask anybody what the fuck was going on. That piece of shit turned on the fucking machines and damn near killed another fucker. I am fucking very glad I was able to throw a log at his ass, but like fucking remind him to, hey, look at that direction, and he is able to get the fuck out of the way, and then, boy howdy, talk about a fucking ass shooting the other dipshit. These are things I mean though, guys. These are things I mean, loves. Like, I am all for equality. I really am. I want us to be treated equally. I want women to be treated with the fucking godly respect that they so deserve. I mean, think about it. Back in the day, this has nothing to do with sexism, why we left women with the fucking kids. Nothing to do with sexism. They're better at it. Guys are not really good at that. Don't get me wrong, we like to do that stuff, too. I mean, not all, but, like, a lot of guys do. Fuck, I love kids. Kids are the shit, man. Give me an opportunity to fucking hang out with some kids. We're making a fucking fort. I am a large Viking man. I can physically pick up all kinds of cool shit. Kids and I are gonna fucking make all kinds of bitchin' ass forts. You're gonna be pissed when you get back. Be like, do you even remember where the fuck you put all that shit? No, I have no idea where your chairs were. All I saw was, they said, hey, wanna make a fort? And I'm like, oh yes, I've been waiting eons for a child to ask me this question. Yes, I have grown large enough that I can make this work. My childhood dream has come true. I grew big enough that I was able to make a fucking couch fort, no problem. But not all guys are into that crap. Don't get me wrong. You would be surprised if you tell a man that he is safe, and you show that he is safe to let his child out. Oh my fucking God! Why do you think guys like video games so much? Why do you think guys love Legos so much? Why do you think guys enjoy that shit? Because it gives us a moment to express our inner child again. Because that kid's never gone. I mean, you don't just grow up out of being a child. That persona is with you forever. I mean, why do you think that as old people get old, they start getting more cranky and obnoxious? It's because that little child inside of them is going, damn it, we're too old, we can't do anything. And their body's like, yep. And their younger self, or their slightly older self, is like, I know, fuck, it sucks. And they just get pissy because they can't do anything. I mean, we used to die a lot younger than we used to. We used to die a lot younger than we do nowadays.
Which, don't get me wrong, we need the old people. We need them for their wisdom and for the things that they've seen. Those who are in politics, we do not need, because they've been in politics that whole fucking time. They have been rigging the system that whole fucking time. But they're not going to tell you that. They don't want you to know these truths. They don't want you to know these truths in reality. They don't want you knowing this shit. They do not want you aware of the fact that Nancy Pelosi and other people in Congress have made millions of dollars off of the people. They said an economic boom. They said an economic downfall. When the economic downfall goes, they buy as much shit as they can. And then they fucking let it go boom again. And then they take that money and they take all those stocks and they sell some of them when they're stupid high. And then they sink the economy again, buy more shit. Seriously, we're about ready to fucking tank. Ladies and gentlemen, buy stocks. Buy a ass ton of stocks. Find out what your politicians are buying and buy that shit. And just sit on it. And when they sell it, you sell it. You don't think that people aren't going to rig the game in their favor. Have you never worked at a place where you could have an advantage, so you used it? None of you have never worked at a fast food restaurant and you made... because it's yours. Like some of the burgers and shit and pizzas that I've made in my lifetime, I would never sell to the general public because it would be insane. But I mean, I worked there. A job or a perk of working there is you get discounts and deals. You can experiment, you can try. Some of the badass pizzas I've made, oh my god, most of them I really want to hook up the rest of the world to, but I no longer work there, so I can't do that. I mean, I can make my own and start a business that way, but yeah. Licensing for food is insanity. Retards. People don't understand this thing called a stop sign. And other people don't realize that if they're already going, they have to slow down. So they use this thing called a horn. That thing. Use this thing in order to fucking remind people that, hey, you're dumb, when they weren't paying attention themselves. Other explanations of it. Oh, hey, 42, fucking hey. Yeah, I missed the end of it, but hey, happy 42 minutes, lovelies. I said this was going to be a short one. I'm a fucking liar. I am such a liar. I apologize, loves. I apologize. But, hey, I'm glad that you stuck around this whole bloody time to listen to some shit. In honor of such magnificent people that you really all are, this one is for you. Can't say what it is because, well, just can't. For all you lovelies. And that's another thing, yeah. For each other. We gotta watch out for each other, yeah. We have to, in order to rise as a species. We have to be able to look out for one another. I know that sucks, guys. I know it's hard. It's not easy at all. But truths are truths. No matter who tells you, whether the God walks up or whether Jesus walks up to you and says, hey, God's real, or the devil walks up to you and tells you God's real. Both are factually correct statements in this theory, in this hypothetical question. Say God wasn't real, though, and Jesus walks up to you and says, yo, God's not real, and then the devil goes up to you, or Jesus goes up to you and says, yo, God's real, and then Satan goes up to you and be like, yo, God ain't real, motherfucker. Now you're automatically going to assume that Jesus is telling you the truth and God is lying, because of the source of the information. But if God is also not real, the devil's telling you the truth. If God wasn't real, then neither of those characters would be in existence. But hey, Also, Jesus said none of that, a lot of the fucking bullshit. That shit's been so fucking misconstrued so often, it's not even funny. Read the Bible, people. Read the fucking Bible. I've been starting to fucking actually look into the thing. There's so much shit in there that I didn't realize was going on. Like, they straight up tell you to build a fucking altar. You know who also builds altars? People who are spiritual. Magicians. Witches. They also build altars to their gods. And who's to say gods isn't just a term for individual parts of ourselves or beings who were so regarded for their individual things that they were known for? Like me. A lot of people call me, or I remember a person who was very religious called me a weird shitacist. I fucking loved it. I still to this day love to tell that every once in a while. They're like, what are you? And I'm like, I'm a weird shitacist. I'm a weird shitacist. I talk about weird shit all the time. Mostly conspiracy, but yeah, I'm a weird shitacist. They're like, that's pretty cool. And I'm like, I know. A Christian friend of mine fucking hooked me up with that idea. I love it. So, in fucking thousands of years from now, let's say I have enough of following that I continue, people still follow me to this time. They would know me as J-Man, the weird shitacist, god of conspiracies and compassion, god of seeing between the lines. These would be things that I would be known for. These would be things that I would be worshipped for. I am not a god. I mean, I'm part of God, but that's a totally different thing. Maybe the term gods just means people who have awoken to the point where they do not give a fuck about society's standards. They are them. They are truth in their own reality. Doesn't mean they're better than others. It just means that they have found their truth of their own soul. I want everyone to. I want the whole fucking universe to do that. I want every fucking being out there to become the most powerful version of themselves. I want them and their younger self to be at full alignment with themselves. To chase whatever it was that they wanted to be as children. Because that is what they know to love. Here's a little fun fact about the old J-Man that I bet y'all didn't know. When I was a kid, there was a few things I wanted to be. Right off the bat, I wanted to be an archaeologist. I wanted to study ancient civilizations. They fascinate me so much. To this day, still do they fascinate me. And as I get older, do I realize that there's no way I could have made that a job. No way I could have made it a full career. No way. Not with the way that I see the world and the things that I believe in. Nope. There are people who do it, but then most of the time they have to follow the work of others, which I do as well. But still, also then after that, I wanted to be a fucking fighter pilot, something fierce. I wanted to fly airplanes. I wanted to fly jet fighters. I wanted to be in combat. I wanted to watch out for people. I wanted to be the guy responsible with that little red button. When they say nuke that motherfucker, I'd be like, fuck you, I'm not hitting that button. No, I got way better weapons I can use right now to fucking neutralize this target. Let me play. I'm dying. Sorry about your guys' really expensive airplane. But the two of us are going to play really hard, and we're going to see how long we last. But then I got glasses, and I found out I couldn't do that. So the next thing I looked into is paleontology. I wanted to be a paleontologist. Check out dinosaurs and shit. Got away from that. And later I found out that I love spreading information to people. I fucking adore people. I love beings. I love them all. Spiders, snakes, butterflies, centipedes, sharks, whales, octopuses, variable variations of fish, whales. Fucking love whales. Those things are so cool. Especially blue whales. They are the gentlest, biggest motherfuckers out there. And I bet we can't really study them very well. But I bet
that they're basically giant ass elephants. When they see anything else, they get that fucking cute little puppy signal in their brain. Like elephants do. Elephants see people and they look at us like little cute children. Like cute little tiny things. I'm like, aw, it's a puppy. Like most people, when we see puppies or kittens, we go, aw, kittens. Aw, puppies. Aw, babies. Nah, we should never get rid of that awe-inspiring, right? That awe-inspiration right there, that we fucking should fuck with. That we should continue being. That is how we should look at life. We are the masters of our fucking world. And yet we're allowing it to be destroyed in such a fucking record-breaking habit. People want electric vehicles. When that concept comes up, remind, ask them the simple question, where are we getting all the energy from? They say solar and wind, be like, you really think that we have enough ability to get solar and wind to power the entire world population of vehicles? Sure. Uh-huh. The only way that fucking electric vehicles will ever work is when they finally allow us the information that, yes, we can pull energy from the fucking ether. Yes, we can pull fucking we can pull electricity from radio frequencies or from our planet. Never-ending supply. Until we are allowed that piece of technology, electric is not going to work. You are going to cause more problems than you are going to cause solutions. Not only that, what we use for our most efficient version of batteries... Sorry, that truck is stupid loud. Badass vehicle, but hell of things loud. But no, the only way... Oh, yeah. Batteries. The most efficient batteries that we have right now are lithium ion. And that's some shit you gotta dig in the dirt for. You gotta dig deep. And should we be fucking with that shit? If we have to destroy our planet, should we continue destroying our planet to follow this electronic bullshit? Or should we accept the truth that we can pull energy from the fucking air? Charged particles everywhere, people. Tesla was onto this shit back in the fucking 30s. I mean, this dude already fucking has done everything for all of the world. Why not let that other bit of technology go? Huh? Dyslexic 420. Nice. These are just thoughts and opinions, lovelies. Alright, loves, it's been fan-fucking-tastic. I wish you the best in your day, night, evening, morning. Doesn't matter. Whatever it may be, I want you all to do the best. I want you all watching, waiting, enjoying the world, reality of it all. And hey, remember, share this around. People need this kind of information out there. We need to get this information out there. We need people to realize so many of the truths and realities of what's going on in this world. It starts with you, though. You gotta get this information out there, whether you share it or whether you tell others about it. Whether you remind people of things. But yeah, lovelies, it's almost 420. I'm gonna go waste some time. Think about all of you when it happens, lovelies. You guys have yourself a beautiful day, afternoon, morning. This has been the J-Man. Remember, you are the gods. You are the badasses. You are the motherfuckers out there keeping this fucking world running. Y'all are the ones out there spreading truth, loving information, and being the truth of reality. I love you all. Peace. Oh, I'm an asshole. I almost dropped this off before I hit 5420. Please give you a last 420, right? Happy 420! Anyways, good vibes. I love you guys. You guys be safe out there, alright? And remember, you're the future. It's all of us. We have to remember the divide and conquer bullshit is just that. It's a bullshit method that they use in order to keep us divided. Division's... Remember, loves, division is trash. It's bullshit. Together, apes strong. Apart, apes dumb. Easy to break. And I totally stole that from Planet of the Apes, but it works great for humanity as well. All beings gotta watch out for each other in one way or another. It's up to us, loves. Rest of your evening, afternoon, morning, and whatever it is. It's been the J-Man. I love you guys.
And we'll catch you on the next episode of Cadnappy News, where we get information from wherever, however, may be credible, may not be. Brilliant stuff's fun. Fuck it. Let's enjoy it, right?